listening to Blick on Flicks with Jacob Clark Blickenstaff, brought to you by the National Science Teachers Association. Today's episode, Biology, Physics, and Black Panther.
I have seen gods fly. I've seen men build weapons that I couldn't even imagine. I've seen aliens drop from the sky. But I have never seen anything like this.
How much more are you hiding?
Hola! Let's go!
What happens now determines what happens to the rest of the world.
I want to start this podcast by saying thank you to the guys from Lab Out Loud for the invitation to do a crossover podcast earlier this month. If you haven't had a chance, go over to their website and listen to our podcast that was released on Labor Day week. Now back to Blick on Flicks. One of the most popular movies of 2018 so far, and one of the top 10 highest grossing films of all time, Black Panther is an unqualified commercial success. As one of the few superhero films focusing on a black main character, Black Panther has also been lauded as a milestone in the genre. For anyone who somehow missed the Black Panther phenomenon, here's a quick synopsis. The Black Panther is king of a small African nation known as Wakanda. To the outside world, Wakanda appears to be an impoverished agricultural nation. The country is actually built on top of the only known supply of vibranium, the strongest material in the Marvel Universe. Captain America's virtually unbreakable shield is made of vibranium. Using vibranium, Wakanda is secretly the most technologically advanced civilization on Earth, with items like hover bikes, invisible aircraft, and energy weapons. The storyline of this, perhaps first, Black Panther film shows the ascendance of the new king, T'Challa, played by Chadwick Boseman, and the conflict with his cousin, Killmonger, played by Michael P. Jordan, who also wants the throne. We also get to meet his sister Shuri, played by Letitia Wright, who seems to be the doctor slash engineer slash scientist for all of Wakanda, and Nakia, played by Lupita Nyong'o, T'Challa's ex-girlfriend and a Wakandan agent. While this is a fairly typical comic book movie in terms of the action sequences, there are some nice connections to history. Wakanda's investment in Oakland recalls that city as a center of civil rights activity in the late 1960s, and the location of the founding of the Black Panther Party, and places for biology teachers to make connections to genetics and plant growths, and physics teachers to talk about energy conservation. It's first important to point out that for scientists, panther refers to the whole group of large cats that includes tigers, lions, leopards, and jaguars, but not bears. There is not a single panther species. Second, what is commonly called a black panther can be a leopard or a jaguar, depending on what part of the world it lives in. African black panthers are more properly melanistic leopards, that is, leopards with more melanin than is typical in the species. That extra melanin colors their coat black, though often their leopard markings still show through a bit. The trait that causes melanism is recessive in leopards, which means that both leopard parents must carry the gene for offspring to have the melanistic coloring. On the other hand, South American black panthers are jaguars, and in that species, melanism is dominant. This means that if either parent is a black jaguar, the offspring will be black as well. It's not known why some leopards and panthers have such dark coloration, but the higher prevalence in mountain forests has led scientists to theorize that the dark color provides better camouflage in those regions. The majority of Black Panther's powers of speed, strength, and healing come from drinking a preparation made from something called the heart-shaped herb, which grows in only one place in Wakanda. As shown in the movie, the herb is a green flowering plant, which means it needs sunlight to make sugar from carbon dioxide and water, and some mechanism for fertilization of the flowers. We can get around the pollination problem because there are attendants shown taking care of the herb, and one of their jobs could be to hand-pollinate the flowers. Hand pollination is not uncommon in gardening, particularly when gardeners want to control which plants crossbreed with each other. The real problem is sunlight. It looks like the place the heart-shaped herb is growing is in a cave, so light for photosynthesis is going to be very hard to come by. Under those conditions, chlorophyll is basically useless, and the plant would not stay green. Students often think of plants only as consumers of carbon dioxide and generators of oxygen, probably because we emphasize that our atmosphere wouldn't be oxygen-rich without plants doing this. While making their own food through photosynthesis is a key way that plants differ from animals, when plants consume the sugar they made, they release CO2, just like we do. In addition to the powers conveyed by the heart-shaped herb, Black Panther wears a suit his sister Shuri has designed and built, which has some amazing characteristics. When not in use, the suit collapses into a necklace that T'Challa can wear all the time, so he's never unprotected. The shoes cancel out the sound of his footsteps, and the fingers and toes include claws for running and fighting. The material of the suit stops bullets and edged weapons. The combination of two pieces of technological magic, vibranium and nanites, or nanorobots, give the suit a final superpower. It is able to absorb energy from bullets and other blows to Black Panther's body, then redirect that energy when he wants to deliver a super punch. The suit is collecting the kinetic energy of the bullets that hit it, storing that energy, then releasing it later when Black Panther is ready to do so. This idea works fine in terms of energy conservation and conversion. A windmill converts the kinetic energy of the wind into lifting water or generating electricity, with some loss of energy to heat. It appears that the suit is able to store kinetic energy and re-emit it with almost no loss to heat, which runs against the laws of thermodynamics. Perhaps the nanorobots or the vibranium make that possible? Science teachers can take advantage of the hugely popular movie Black Panther to generate discussions of genetics, photosynthesis, and energy conversions. Now that it is available for rent or purchase, most students may have seen the movie more than once, and may recall specific scenes even if you do not take time to show them in class.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website, www.nsta.org, and search for Blick on Flicks.